The Sun Valley Film Festival launches its 7th season later today, as film fans from across the region make their way to the Wood River Valley to rub elbows with Oscar winners and stars in the making. George Prentice has a preview.
The Friedman Memorial Airport in Haley will be a bit busier than normal this week as actors, writers, and producers wing their way to the Valley of the Sun to showcase their latest movies and work alongside the next generation of filmmakers on works still in progress. In fact, the festival's executive director, Teddy Grennan, likens running his festival to piloting a jet.
I'm excited for, it's so funny, I think I've explained this to you before, it's almost like we're taking off, you know, on an airplane, and it's a one-way ticket to get over this thing. We're going to get over it one way or the other. We might lose a wheel on the landing, but we've always been able to get over it.
Festival attendees know that Grennan and his colleagues have indeed landed that plane time and again with a pretty impressive passenger list. Previous guests have included Oscar winners Clint Eastwood, Jodie Foster, Oliver Stone, and Gina Davis. Among this year's honorees is another Oscar winner, Gwyneth Paltrow.
It is a coup. I think that what she represents as far as a mother, and she's recently engaged, she's got this online presence that I think touches a lot of different ages and the rest of it, but she's such a positive force.
For many festival attendees, it's all about the movies. This year's slate includes nearly 24 feature films, from independent projects fresh out of the recent Sundance Festival to big-budget action films like Beirut, which stars Mad Men's John Hamm.
2,000 years of revenge, vendetta, murder. Welcome to Beirut.
Actress Kate Bosworth is also heading to Sun Valley for the North American premiere of her new film. It's called Nona, and it explores the ongoing crisis of human trafficking.
We had actually heard a story on NPR in Los Angeles that highlighted the amount of sex houses that are known in the LA area, which was shocking to us. There were 44 known houses, and some of them were not so far from our own home. It's very, very difficult to get anything made. It really is. It's a miracle, and I'm sure you hear that a lot, particularly around the festival circuit times, but it really is a miracle that anything gets made, period. Certainly something that, you know, deals with difficult subject matter and something that's a real labor of love.
Bosworth co-stars in Nona and is also one of the film's producers. Meanwhile, Idaho author Samantha Silva is getting set for the premiere of her very first film as a director. It's called The Big Burn. It took home the top prize in the One Potato screenwriting competition at last year's festival. For the past 12 months, Silva has been shooting and editing The Big Burn in anticipation of its world premiere.
It's been quite a ride, quite a wild ride, but a wonderful ride. And yeah. I'm really grateful to have had the experience to write and direct a film that's a new. I've written screenplays for more than 20 years, but this was my first time at the helm. And I would call myself an accidental filmmaker. I didn't really intend to write a film that I would direct, but The One Potato changed that. And the people at the Sun Valley Film Festival really encouraged me to direct the film.
Silva will see her film premiere tomorrow at the Magic Lantern Cinema in Ketchum. That's one of three venues which will screen movies over the next 5 days. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm George Prentice.